Appreciators. Good morning, Twin Cities, and welcome to the Pet Connection Show here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. I'm Kathy Menard, your host, and we have a wonderful Dr. Nicole with us, too. Dr. Nicole Perrault, I'm calling probably from her home in Wisconsin, and we're live this morning. We're both very happy to be here with you. I almost didn't make it on time because I'm not prepared, right? Pet Appreciators, too busy to buy a winter coat. But that's what I did this morning. I thought, oh my God, I've got this window of like 20 minutes. I'm going to run to REI. I'm going to race in there. I'm going to politely push my way through all the people because REI is always crowded. It doesn't matter what day, what time. And I beelined it right over to the women's jackets. Did not get a true winter jacket, but got a warmer jacket. And so I'm pleased because all I have right now is a windbreaker. Like that does nothing. And so I'm just very relieved that I got something warmer to wear because I don't know about you, Pet Appreciators, but I'm not quite ready for January yet, and that's what it feels like to me. Feels like I went to sleep accidentally, slept through Thanksgiving, slept through all the winter holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, etc., even slept through New Year's, and I woke up at like January 20th. That's what it physically feels like to me. It's that cold and that hard to adjust to. But anyways, happy to be here with you on a Sunday morning. Dr. Nicole, I'm assuming you're calling from your home, cozy home, or are you on the road somewhere, the country roads traveling somewhere?
Good morning. I'm actually sitting at home, but I'm out in my car with the car running because Grant and his dad are going to be working on the flooring right away, and I figured we probably don't want, you know, sounds of banging and hammering and things like that while I'm on the phone. So I am at home. I have no plans to leave today, which is very rare and exciting, but yeah.
So you're in your car.
I'm in my car. Yep, I'm sitting in my car.
Oh, gosh. I feel guilty.
No. It's nice and warm, and it's good. I spend a lot of time in my car, so it feels very homey to me.
I bet you do. Yeah, I bet you do with your long commute each day up to the clinic. So, but anyways, good morning to you as well. And I'm assuming it's just as chilly in Wisconsin as it is here in Minnesota.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for this either. I love fall so much, and I always feel like we're robbed of it way too soon. So I miss my fall. I wasn't ready for this winter, but here we are.
Nothing we can do about it but try to keep a positive attitude. And I really hope, for like a little warmer spell just to like, psychologically, it's hard, I think, to think about these type of temperatures and colder temperatures for like the next 5 to 6 months. But on the other hand, I really hope that we do not have like a super warm January or February because, you know, winters can be fun. And, you know, I mean, there's so many people here that just love to ski downhill or cross country and snowshoe and get out there ski-joring with your dogs or dog sledding or, you know, just I like walking in the snow, you know. So it would be just a really long winter if it just, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm just all discombobulated with this, thinking that it feels like January, so therefore it is January. But I hope it's not like, you know, I just hope that it doesn't stay cold now, warm up later, and then people miss all the winter activities. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. So whatever. But anyways, this time of the year, even though it's not that quite that time yet, but I think the stores are ready because, you know, it's like I walked into one store around Halloween and it was Halloween. Walked out, week later, walk in, it's all Christmas. And so, you know, the stores are all gearing up towards that. And so in my mind, I kind of think about, oh, you know, the festive holidays and that kind of thing. And I know it's big fundraising time, you know, for every nonprofit anywhere, regardless of what or who they're serving. And so I know that you have your silent auction coming up. And
yep, our online auction. Yep.
Yes, your online auction. And I don't think we had a date last week. So I'm wondering if you have more details now. I know that we're going to be donating a big, you know, so Pet Appreciators, if you're interested, we always donate like $150 to $200 a value of a gift basket, you know, all dog stuff. And then we do another one for cats. And so just to get you thinking here, if you want to, you know, purchase something and get a tax write-off or whatever, and at the same time, help out Dr. Nicole's rescue. You know, keep that in mind. There's going to be all kinds of other prizes, too. I'll let you talk about it here real quick. We won't, you know, spend the whole show on it or whatever, but I know that we're going to be donating that again. And so do you have, like, dates and stuff for us yet?
Yep, so it goes from, it starts on November 26th. And we do need all donations in by November 18th. But, you know, our board members, primarily Melissa and Nicole, they've been working just very, very, very hard. There's a couple other people that have been helping as well. You know, Emily, my sister Jolene's been doing a little bit. Vanessa, you know, so a lot of people have been working quite hard. There's going to be some really fun stuff, though. You know, we're excited. We're still trying to get, you know, some bigger bidding items, you know, in the last week here. But, yeah, November 26th, it starts. I think it's going to go, I don't have the exact closing date, but that will be posted, you know, when it goes live. It usually goes for about a week, and it's very fun. You know, since it's on Facebook, you know, you can comment your bid, and then, you know, people's friends will be, they'll be like outbidding them, and it's like fun little bidding wars, and it's just a great time, and it's usually our biggest fundraiser of the year, so we're excited. We're hopeful because we need for it to be big, but you can find it. Yeah, it's the Tough Start Rescue Holiday Auction, and you can just search that on Facebook, and you should be able to find it nice and easy there. And then we do ship the items, and they are just usually wonderful Christmas gifts. So lots of gift certificates, fun other things. I don't even know right now how to even begin to explain some of the things that we have. there's just too much, and I haven't even looked at all the inventory yet, but I know this is the biggest one we've had yet, so that's good.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, I am. And I love giving to your organization. And I, again, I'm not going to, like, spend the whole time on this because, I just think that it's not fair, you know, to – it takes away from some of the medical stuff that we're going to go over too. But the one thing that I really, really, really like about Tough Start is that they do so much medical stuff, you know what I mean? And that everything is sort of in-house right there, and Dr. Nicole is so involved with every single animal. You know, that's really unique about a rescue, and I don't have to tell you that, pet appreciators. You know, to have a veterinarian part of that rescue day in, day out, 7 days a week, you know, 52 weeks of the year, you know, just knowing the medical condition so intensely about each pet and the incredible follow through, you know, but it's expensive, and, you know, so much of what they do, you know, is so in kind or whatever, you know what I mean? It's volunteer, and, you know, nobody really makes anything off of this at all. So I, you know, just to help cover those medical expenses, I think is so, you know, so important. And that's one of the reasons, big reasons why I support Tough Start Rescue so much is just to help cover those medical costs, and, you know, knowing that, you know, yeah, just that you're so involved, that there's a real veterinarian so involved with every single animal and knows the exact detail of all the medical history, you know, of these pets. And so, so I just can't say enough about how much you do, and it's very much appreciated. You know,
thank you, Kathy.
I would love a little update, and I'm sure some of our listeners would too, about that dog, the puppy. I'm scared to ask.
Yes.
Can I ask?
Yes, he's still with us. He's in the house right now.
Okay.
But he is doing very, very well. He's gaining weight again. We're hopefully, obviously, I don't have a nice fancy scale to weigh him on the weekend. So on Monday, I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing, you know, a new weight that I have not seen from him before, higher than the others. But he is absolutely acting like a puppy now. He's naughty. You know, he's starting to growl at me when I take his little chewy away. I'm like, okay, it's going to start. We're going to have to go to boot camp here. But, so he's just doing so much better. And we're, I have an email into the surgeon to ask kind of what our goal weight is for him, so that we can get him on the schedule for surgery. Still, you know, very nervous about it. It's a big surgery. It's risky, but, you know, we know he can't live the way he is right now. He's still getting fed, you know, every 6 to 8 hours through a tube in his stomach, which he tolerates just fine. I don't even think he knows it's there. And then he's got a tube down his little nostril for suctioning his esophagus. He basically has like a crop, like a bird, because things can't slide through. So, but he's doing very, very well.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that. So if he's at your house, kind of moving around there, does he interact with your dogs, Bonnie and Millie?
Yeah, intermittently I will have him out. Otherwise, we have him baby-gated in our downstairs bathroom with the door open most of the time so he can watch and play and bark. And then I'll have him on the couch with me sometimes. But the problem, yes, and he's outside when we're outside with the dogs. Bonnie and Millie don't even, I think they think he's like a creature. Bonnie's afraid of him, but he's real good with all the animals. He just charges right up to them, like doesn't even act like, he has zero fear. But he scares me to have him be out all the time because he can't take in anything by mouth. And so I think, what if he eats a cat toy? What if he, you know, he does all these things. So he needs to be very monitored. And that's why, you know, in the bathroom is his little area with all of his acceptable puppy toys. You know, no access to water. I have to actually give him water so he can take a few laps every hour or so. He can't have a ton of water because he'll just regurgitate it right back up.
Right.
So yeah,
Gosh, it sounds like besides the medical stuff, it sounds like a semi-normal, like he's getting back to a semi-normal puppy life.
Right, he's very much a puppy the past few days. I've noticed a huge change. Like, he's super playful. Like, he'll grab a toy and, like, shake it really hard. And so it's really fun to see him like that. So yeah. I'm really hopeful he continues to do super well.
And I'm
going
to interrupt just because we're going right into a commercial break. Please stay with us, Pet Appreciators.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They've built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-647-1579. 1-800-647-1579. That's 1-800-647-1579.
Waking up is easy when you look forward to breakfast. Serve 7 days a week at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul. Try eggs your way with hash hash browns, bacon, or sausage. There are four delicious varieties of Eggs Benedict that should not be missed, and buttermilk pancakes, waffles, or French toast are always fresh off the griddle. How about a Bloody Mary or screwdriver from the bar? The Downtowner Woodfire Grill is located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking, or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Pet Connection Show here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Kathy Menard here with Dr. Nicole Perrault, sitting in her car in her driveway in Wisconsin. Can't get into her house because of some construction going on. But we're sure glad you're here with us, that's for sure. And I'm glad you're warm. And you're not going to run out of gas, are you?
No, I'll be good.
You'll be good. Okay. You know, I was thinking about that on the break. I thought, oh boy. You know, to pay attention to the gas level. So, coming from somebody who's run out of gas a fair amount of times, actually, that's not quite the truth. There was a stretch in my life. It was about a 9-month stretch. Thank goodness, not any longer than that. I ran out of gas 3 times. Like, I have no explanation, and it's never happened before that, and it hasn't happened after that. But it was 3 times in like a 9-month period, if I remember correctly, and that was so odd. It was just so odd. It was just an odd 9 months, I guess. But whatever. So I was thinking about that. There you are in your driveway, and because you're not totally in the country, but I'm sure there's just not a gas station around the corner that you could just walk up to with your can and fill up and come back. You know. So
yep.
I'm glad about that.
I'm lucky though, because this new car that I have, it'll tell me, you know, how many miles I have before I'm going to actually run out of gas. And I can't tell you how close I've stretched that. So I'm right there with you.
And you know what? With my vehicle now, too, it's not a new one, but it must have been newer, you know, when I bought it or whatever, because it does the same thing. Although,
yeah.
I don't know about you, pet appreciators, but I've accidentally driven when it says 0 miles to empty. And I swear,
yep,
there must be a... Now, I'm not saying anybody should do this, okay? So, but with my memory, and I don't know if it's a memory thing or just have too many things going on in my mind, that thoughts come in and they go out just as fast as they come in. But, you know, I don't know how many miles, but, I mean, when I first noticed, like, 2 miles to empty, I was like, okay, got to get to the nearest gas station. But that was in St. Louis Park. I had gone to St. Paul next, Eden Prairie after that, and then it was in Eden Prairie. That's a long stretch. You know, normally we have different, you know, people covering different geographic areas. But it must have been on like a Sunday when I was doing everything or something, you know, because I tend not to have any extra help on the weekends. And by choice, that is, by the way. And so... You know, I don't know how many miles that is, St. Louis Park to St. Paul to Eden Prairie. But, you know, I only started with 2 miles to go before empty in St. Louis Park. So I think I have a hidden gas.
It's like it's like a hidden emergency tank.
Yes. So I do. I think that there's something in there that nobody told me about. Or do I have an electric vehicle and I don't know? I don't know. I bought the vehicle used. But anyways, I was like, whoa. But I was lucky. You know what I mean? So I really think that there's a hidden tank in there. Or it was all on fumes. Or the numerical thing that tells me how many miles I have to go is completely wrong. But I forgot about it. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, got to go to the gas station. Drove. And, you know, I love radio. And so I'm always listening to the radio. And if there's a, you know, a certain station that's on a commercial break, I'll switch over. And then if that's something that I'm not overly interested in, I'll put something on my iPhone. So it's just listen. And cha-cha-cha. Yep. I made that little big triangle, and I didn't run out of gas. Thank goodness. But that's enough of that. I sound foolish, and I don't want to embarrass myself anymore. But I'm really glad that puppy's doing really well. And on a side note to that, it for whatever reason, when you were talking about that, and especially when you were talking about being outside, and then he had his own little room, too, to keep him safe, that's appropriate just for him and what he needs— It just reminded me again and how important it is to tailor our physical environments to these animals, because that all plays a part in the quality of their life and the quality of the relationship that you have with them. You know, if you're trying to keep a puppy in a room where there's a lot of fragile stuff, it's going to be a nightmare and expensive. And it's just, you know, unless you don't mind things getting ruined or whatever, you know, everybody has their own sort of threshold. But physical environments are so important for animals. And I just can't stress that enough. And then, of course, I won't go off on too much of a tangent about this, but it reminds me, too, and how important that is, physical environments and homes for children, you know, to have a consistency in a home. You know, that's true for animals, but, of course, it's even more true for children. And then, of course, I think of all the people coming up through Honduras and Guatemala, through Mexico, and all that whole stuff politically that's going on, and my heart just goes out to the children. You know, we can all look back on our childhoods and think about how good our bedrooms felt. You know, we had our own little secret place to play our games or to imagine things or sleep in a warm bed. And you know what I mean? And the smell of breakfast when you wake up. You know, I don't know what your households are like. And when I was raising Chris, we didn't always have a hot breakfast, so there wasn't always something to smell. But you know, the times that we did, how smells and routines, consistently having food, shelter, a warm bed to always know that that's, you know, your own little cuddle place, you'll get a good night's sleep, how important that is, you know, for the health of, for everybody's mental health and just your overall development. You know, they seem like such simple things, but I think those are core issues that are so important, and my heart just goes out to the children. You know, in these big groups that are moving through. And yeah, that's all I'm going to say, because I know this isn't a political show, but I just, when she was talking about adapting her environment to this dog with special needs, medical needs, you know, my mind just kept going and going and going and going. And yeah, so whatever. That's that. So let's get on to the next topic here, Dr. Nicole. And we don't have a whole lot of time to get into it until the next section. The next segment, but at least we can start. And with this cold weather, I was thinking, you know, coughing and hacking is going to be, I'm sure, things you're going to hear clients talk about, pet owners talk about when they come into your clinic. You know, my dog is coughing, you know, or hacking or whatever. And what does that mean? What do certain types of coughs mean? How can you tell the difference? How long should a dog have a cough before they're seen, what to worry about, what it could be and what it generally is, you know, what is the scale of what typically it is to what could be more serious, you know what I'm saying? And so, and yep. Then there's, in terms of illness, virus, bacterial infection, bronchitis, whatever dogs and maybe cats can get. But then also a little bit of a hack that is consistent but may not be affiliated with a virus or anything else going on. Like, it could be just, it could be the thing that Ziggy had. Okay, so I'll explain the thing that Ziggy had on the other side, because I'm running too late. But it didn't have anything to do with a virus or being sick. There was no medication. It was just an issue that Ziggy had, and he's not the only one. And so it's more common, I think, in little tiny dogs. But anyways, we are going to go into a commercial break and coughing and hacking and kind of helping us, Nicole will kind of guide us through when to seek medical advice and when not to, as soon as we come back from this commercial break. So please stay with us, pet appreciators.
November is Govember at Rudy Luther Toyota. With the end of 2018, it's time to get yourself an amazing gift, a new vehicle from Rudy Luther. Through November, get a $3,000 rebate on the Toyota Tundra pickup or $3,500 on my personal favorite, the family-friendly Sienna. Plus, check out that great selection of 2018 Tacoma pickups in stock. And the best part of Rudy Luther is the long-term relationship you'll have with their wonderful people. November is Govember at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Native Earth Radio is proud to announce we're adding an extra hour.
1 hour's too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
Great. More time for me to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national native news with reporters all around the country. Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m.
We are awake.
Find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and streaming live on Facebook.
Visit the wine bar at Cafe Latte and enjoy a unique handcrafted pizza and glass of wine. The perfect place for an intimate night or an evening with friends. Choices range from spicy Italian sausage and sweet roasted peppers to the one-of-a-kind nacho chicken pizza layered with blue corn tortilla chips. The approachable wine list offers over 30 by the glass, with special emphasis on wines from Washington State. End your night with one of Cafe Latte's melt-in-your-mouth desserts, 850 Grand Avenue, St. Paul.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. This week's idealist is Dr. Jerry Rabinowitz, who ran toward the gunfire to aid victims at the Tree of Life Synagogue, only to become a victim himself. Such tragedy, such horror. The big interview will be with Daryl Davis, a black man who befriends Ku Klux Klan members. I also talk about a listener who's inspired me. Ellie 2.0 Radio, engaging and real on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
It's just a few weeks before winter officially settles in. Is your home ready for the holidays? Now is the perfect time to get your entire home zero-resified by the cleaning heroes at Zero Res. Get three rooms clean starting at just $149. You can also get $50 off your air duct cleaning when you call 952-ZERO-RES, 952-ZERO-RES, or book online anytime at ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake DeRoff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Steve, what are we going to talk about this week?
Are they finally ripping up the regulations around the big banks? Why is there more single female homeowners versus males? And one-third of people are using their credit cards for home renovations. Is this a good idea?
Check us out for more information. Email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today will be cloudy with a high near 28, and tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 16. Monday, partly sunny with a high near 23 and a low around 10. Tuesday, sunny with a high of 21 and a low of 12. EatLocalMinnesota.com's store of the week is Lowry Hill Meats. Working directly with family farmers, Lowry Hill Meats is your neighborhood full-service butcher shop, offering beef, lamb, goat, pork, and poultry, in addition to delicious handcrafted sandwiches. Check them out at 1934 Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis.
Welcome back, pet appreciators. Welcome back to the Pet Connection Show here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Wherever you are in Minnesota, I hope that you're warm and cozy. What a chilly weekend we are experiencing, that's for sure. But Dr. Nicole and I are very happy to be here live with you this morning. And we hope that you're staying warm and safe, not only you, but your pets as well. We were just discussing, sort of chatting about our topic that we want to get into right now, which would be coughing and hacking. And I, if you have time to grab a little notepad and a pen and paper, it might be a good time to do that. But I wanted to get a little bit more information from Dr. Nicole about, you know, when is it serious, you know, and when it isn't. And usually what does it mean to what could it mean, you know, in more rare instances, and then the difference between an illness and then just sort of a condition as dogs age. And I mentioned, if you were listening earlier, I mentioned Ziggy. Ziggy was a little Pomeranian, cute as can be, getting older. His owner was older, was a former client of ours, and very nice person. Very nice owner, etc. But she was, and it was, you know, kind of a well-known fact there with the neighbors and stuff. She lived in a condo that she was having some issues that were getting worse with dementia. And but, you know, sort of in and out of that was something that we were all kind of trying to help deal with. But little Ziggy, the Pomeranian, an older Pomeranian, came down with a hack. Cough, 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 hack, 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 hack. And, but there was nothing ever, like there was no virus associated with it. It was some sort of other condition. At least that's what I got from the owner. And she, for whatever reason, after owning him for his whole life, she just decided, nope, the hacking is too annoying. I can't deal with this. I can't listen to it. And she gave him the dog away. And again, I don't want to knock her as an owner because I think she was dealing with that whole dementia thing. And there was, yeah, and she had to find a new place to live where she could have some assistance. And there was a lot going on. So, you know, I'm not here to sort of like judge that situation. But I want to get some clarification from Dr. Nicole. I know we did way back when this first happened on the show, but that was years and years ago. So what is the difference, you know, between a cough and related to an illness and one that's just related to a condition of aging?
That's a good question. excuse me. The first thing that I always tell owners to do is if you have an animal that's coughing or doing anything respiratory-wise, the best thing to do is to take a video. You know, most of us have smartphones now. You know, just take a video of what the animal is doing, because sometimes you bring them into the clinic and they're not doing what they're doing at home. So, you know, coughs can come in a variety of different types of presentations. Little dogs will do like a reverse sneeze through their nose that looks really scary to some owners. Hacking and coughing, you know, they kind of look, most people think that animals are trying to cough something up. You know, they're trying to vomit something up or they're trying to hack something up. And most people say it sounds like a cat trying to produce a hairball, but nothing comes up. So the first thing we do is we, you know, of course, would look at the video if you have that. That always helps. And then we do our exam, you know, so we're feeling the lymph nodes in the neck to make sure, you know, there's no enlargement there that would be causing some irritation to the trachea. You know, we're looking in the mouth, trying to look at the throat if we can, listening, you know, to the lungs, listening over the trachea in the front. All of that helps us to decide, okay, where is the location of this? More often than not, everything on exam is going to sound quite normal. And so what we do is we go to our diagnostic tests, and those are usually, you know, a heartworm test. We want to check for heartworm disease. We're going to check a CBC, which is a complete blood count, and that's going to look for any elevation in the white blood and the white blood cells or anything like that that would indicate infection or inflammation. And then, of course, X-rays. X-rays are probably the best test as well as a heartworm test to kind of get you on the right track. Certainly, we're going to listen to their heart. We're going to listen for, you know, any type of a heart murmur or any arrhythmia or anything like that. Because really, when it comes down to it, a cough can mean so many different things. It can be something like when you were saying a Pomeranian. Initially, I was thinking of, oh, I wonder if the Pomeranian has a collapsed trachea. I wonder if the Pomeranian had heart failure.
No,
there's so many different.
The trachea.
What was
that's
that?
It. The trachea.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
It's,
sorry.
It's so common. Yeah. And so what happens is, you know, little breeds, little dogs, you know, they can have a little bit of their trachea that kind of collapses down a little bit. Excuse me. And so it does cause a cough, especially when they're excited or things like that. So, you know, once we look at X-rays, that's going to tell us, you know, is the heart large? Could this be a cardiac problem? Is this dog or cat, are they in heart failure? Is there fluid in the lungs? Is there fluid in the chest? Does it look like this dog or cat has asthma or bronchitis? God forbid, is this some type of cancer? Are there, you know, nodules in the lungs? You know, does this look like a fungal problem? There's just so many things that it can be. So I always tell owners, whenever your pet is coughing, it's just never normal because something is causing a trigger reflex. You know, whether it's something as benign as a tracheal collapse, a mild one, sometimes you don't do anything for those dogs aside from, you know, you make sure that they are a nice lean weight, because certainly chubby kitties and chubby dogs will have more problems with their tracheas if they're overweight. excuse me, you know, you certainly, you're looking at their environment too. Is this a cat or a dog that lives in a home that there's a lot of essential oils being used? Is there a lot of diffusers, hairspray, plug-ins, you know, perfumes? Some of those dogs can have asthma or bronchitis. Certain dogs and cats can have asthma or bronchitis during seasonal changes. So, I mean, there are so many different things. And as I was saying, it can be as benign as a minor tracheal collapse. There can be severe tracheal collapse that some of these dogs require even a surgery where they put a stent in there. I have not had any of my clients ever elect to go that route. We usually can get pretty good control with certain medications. Sometimes we use Adequan injections. That kind of targets the cartilage of the trachea. We might use Serenia. That's thought to decrease the inflammation there a little bit. Again, weight loss, making sure these dogs never wear a neck collar. We want to have them in a harness. You know, there's so many different things, but a cough that sounds like bronchitis can also sound like cancer. It can be the same cough that a dog with advanced cancer comes in with. So that's the scary part. And I always tell people, if your pet is coughing, they just need to be seen. And even if we can't feel or hear or see anything on our exam, it's definitely recommended to check x-rays, blood work, all of that. And sometimes we even need to send these guys to a referral institute where they're going to do like a transtracheal wash or, you know, a lower airway wash where they put a little catheter into the trachea and they, you know, inject saline and they're trying to capture the cells down there to see, you know, what is the cause of the cough? Is it an allergy? You know, is it fungal? Is it infectious? You know, is it cancer? All of these different things. So, yeah, coughs are, goodness, they're quite complex. There's a ton of different treatments that we can try. Some of these animals, you know, may even have things like pulmonary hypertension, you know, like little Westie, little white dogs. They might be more overrepresented for that. And those are dogs that actually need to go on Viagra, as silly as that sounds. But there's just so many different things that can cause a cough, and it's certainly just never something we want to blow off.
So what was that little Westie thing again? I mean, what?
Yeah, pulmonary hypertension.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, they can get, you know, the pressure inside their airways and their lungs can get kind of elevated. And these dogs, when you listen to them, it sounds like you can hear their lungs trying to take in the air. I mean, it's quite intense. And it is something that they're predisposed to. And a lot of these dogs, you know, some of them will go on Viagra because that is medication to open up those airways a little bit better. You know, but that is diagnosed by, you know, an ultrasound of the chest. And so you never want to start that, of course, without diagnosing it by ultrasound. I've had a couple cases of it, you know, in my 8 years, and both are Westies. Well, the West Highland White Terriers, they seem to get that. And that is another thing that there are breed-specific things. So, like, you know, older Chihuahuas and older Pomeranians, when they develop a cough later in life, it does make us nervous initially about their heart because those dogs do go into heart failure. But any little dog can also have collapsing trachea. I mean, they almost, I shouldn't say always, but a majority of them do. And so it's always scary when you're coming in with a coughing animal because this could be something as benign as a mild tracheal collapse or a little bit of bronchitis, but it could also be as severe as heart failure or cancer or fungal or, you know, so that's why I don't think the level or the sound of the cough really helps that much, but the video of what they're doing to me always helps me because I can tell, is this nasal? Is this a reverse sneeze? Does the dog have something up his nose? You know, there's just so many things with a cough. I mean, we could talk for hours about it, unfortunately.
Very interesting. I am frantically writing notes down. What, we just have a little over a minute before the break, and I know that we'll continue this into the last segment here, but Dr. Nicole, is there a time window where you should wait it out to see if it goes. Like, go to best to get to the vet if the dog is on its third day of coughing or something like that. Is there sort of a general rule, or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know that I can say really confidently that you could, you know, wait this many days, but I mean, we cough sometimes, you know, so it certainly is okay for dogs and cats to cough maybe a little bit. But if you're noticing that it's going on for a couple of days, I think that's a time to come in. If it happens once a day for maybe two days, maybe not a big deal, and then it stops. But if it's happening daily, or if it's happening multiple times a day, it's worsening, you know, then definitely I would say, you know, bring your animal in. Of course, there are infectious causes too, which we really didn't talk about, like kennel cough and things like that. Those are most common and easy to treat usually. But if not treated, they can go into pneumonia. So yeah, I definitely think maybe a day or two is okay. But after that, I certainly would get them in.
Right. And boy, do I have a lot of follow-up stuff with that kennel cough. And then one with the hacking as well. But we are going into a commercial break. At least we have got one full segment, you know, to finish up on. So we'll get right back into that. Pet appreciators, if you do have any questions about this, 952-946-6205. You are always, always welcome to call in. Stay with us, pet appreciators.
There are lots of ways to stay comfortable in a Minnesota winter. Hot Cocoa Warm Socks and Standards Winter Comfort Sale, where you can save up to $2,090 on a brand new 96% energy efficient furnace. There's also great deals on a variety of other furnaces and boilers. Don't wait. Unlike winter, these deals end November 30th. Learn more about Standard's Winter Comfort Sale at standardheatingdeals.com/radio. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, comfort you deserve.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Enjoy the tradition of the Thanksgiving buffet at the Park Tavern. Come enjoy the feast on the 22nd. Roast turkey with stuffing, potatoes and gravy, cranberry sauce, salad sides, and the delicious desserts. And don't forget the hour of free bowling. Seatings are from 11 till 3, but because of the popularity, you'll need reservations. $20.95 for adults, seniors $14.95, kids 6 to 12, $10.95, and 5 and younger are free. Call 952-929-6810 or go to parktavern.net. This Thanksgiving, be thankful for the Park Tavern, Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park.
Next time on Philosophy Talk, gun control.
Like it or not, owning guns is a right guaranteed to all Americans by the Second Amendment.
Father Dan, the Second Amendment is the garbled text probably intended to protect slaveholder posses from federal intervention.
You think the right to own guns is based on lobbying by the NRA, contributions from gun manufacturers, and cowardly politicians.
Exactly right.
Gun control. Next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk. Every Sunday at 8 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. on AM 950.
While shopping for a fireplace insert at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, I was amazed at all the choices. Not just gas, electric, or wood-burning, but also built-in or freestanding, and options in every style from antique to modern. The staff really listened to us, explained the options, and helped us choose a fireplace we absolutely love. Now it warms our hearts and our home every winter. Thank you, Woodland Stoves, for a great addition.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak, putting in a word for the EPA Burn Wise campaign. It has important information about clean burning fireplaces. This is an important part of our mission at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. We know that the fireplace has to work. Work with your life, work with your living space, and also be environmentally smart. Come see us. Learn to burn wise. We have over 35 working units on display at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Visit our store in person or online at woodlandstoves.com.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
Thanks for sticking with us, pet appreciators. And again, we hope that you're having a very nice weekend, and we're very grateful that you're spending part of your morning with us. And again, we're very grateful for that. If you're just joining us, we're having a very in-depth conversation with Dr. Nicole I almost feel like it's a class. So I'm just like scribbling notes everywhere. I'm running out of paper. But anyways, just about coughing and hacking and what that means. And we won't repeat everything that we did because we know that people can always come back and listen, you know, through the website, whatever it's called, the archives or whatever. So, but I did have some follow-up calls about that. Questions about that. Kennel cough is where we left off at. Now, we know that there's a vaccine, and we know that there's so many different types of viruses. It doesn't cover all the viruses, so that even if your dog has a kennel cough vaccination, Bordetella, I think is the official name, they can still catch a virus, correct?
Right. So if we think about the things that we can vaccinate for, you know, we can vaccinate, for, you know, with Bordetella, but we have to remember that there are so many other respiratory viruses out in the world, just like with people, that we don't vaccinate for. Like, you know, now we vaccinate for influenza as well. You know, and that's primarily going to be a vaccine that, you know, dogs that are going into, you know, dog shows, or they travel a lot, or they're constantly, you know, in places where they're going to meet a lot of other dogs, agility, things like that. Those are dogs that would probably need that vaccine. But that's what's so hard. You know, I remember years ago, I used to bring my dogs to the clinic a lot of the time, and I would vaccinate them for Bordetella just in case. And lo and behold, my dogs were there one day when there was a coughing dog, and my dogs both got sick. And I remember thinking, well, what the heck? I vaccinated them, but it's like, I then remembered, okay, yes, they're protected against that, you know, with the Bordetella vaccine, but whatever they caught was not that same virus. You know what I mean? So that's what's so hard, is that I think it's a good idea to vaccinate with Bordetella if your pet is at risk. But just know that there are all these other viruses out in the world that we don't vaccinate for that animals can still get. I hope that makes sense.
Yes.
You know, and anything can cause any type of virus. Can attack the respiratory system and then cause a secondary bacterial infection. And that's how we end up with, you know, sick dogs with kennel cough, sick dogs that, you know, turn into having pneumonia. Your average dog should be able to fight off, you know, a virus, even if they have what's called kennel cough. Sometimes they just need cough suppressant in time. Other dogs need antibiotic cough suppressant in time. So hopefully that makes sense.
Yes, yes. And so what I'm taking away from that is that Bordetella is still a very good idea, because you want to give some protection to at least some of the viruses that are out there. But it's no guarantee, because there's so many viruses out there. Is that?
Yes, it's just like with people, you know, there's always new strains. You know, we're always learning about a new strain that people are sick with. And I definitely think that's the same with animals. I mean, they come into the clinic, there's a coughing dog. We try so hard to keep the coughing dog outside or in their own car until it's time to get them into a room. But it's just like going to the clinic, you know, for a human when you're sick. You know, you're bound to possibly pick something up. And I wish there was a way to prevent some of that for our veterinary patients and for people. But unfortunately, there just isn't. You just have to get in, get out, get them in the room, wash your hands, get them out of the building, and then hope, you know, that the animals that are there aren't catching something too.
Right, right, yeah. So it's, yeah, exactly. There's only so much we can do. There's a lot of smart things that we can do preventative-wise, but there's no guarantee. And like you said, it's so true, you know, with people as well. Even people that get the flu shot sometimes get you know, a bug anyways, but it does help protect, at least in some instances. And I, to me, it's something is better than nothing. You know, with we were going over all the different things that diagnoses that a cough or a hack could mean. Now, one thing that I don't think we touched on, though, and I'm wondering if runny or extra wet noses accompanied with the cough would generally tend towards a virus and not something more serious such as cancer or pulmonary issues. What are your thoughts on that?
Yep. I mean, runny noses in dogs, as long as it's a minor amount of clear or serous nasal discharge and it's intermittent. Some dogs can have that just with allergies. You know, they're allergic to something in their environment, so just like people. However, when you see nasal discharge that's a little bit yellow or a little bit green and it's accompanied by a cough, those are dogs that will usually come into the clinic and have a fever. And those are dogs that likely, not always, but likely got a, you know, came down with a virus, their body couldn't fight it off, and they're going to need treatment for their secondary bacterial infection so that they don't get pneumonia. So those dogs usually have watery eyes. Like I said, the nasal discharge, they'll sometimes have a fever. They'll be coughing constantly. They maybe don't want to eat. That usually is more infectious versus any of the other possibilities, but it's not always the case. We can certainly see, you know, animals with a fungal issue like blastomycosis that can present like that. Certainly animals that have, you know, a foreign object up one of their nostrils, they may have one-sided nasal discharge. You know, and that's the other thing, is the nasal discharge, is it from one nostril? Is it from two nostrils? If it's from one, it kind of more makes us think that, yes, hey, is there something up there? Or unfortunately, could this dog have some, or cat, have a yucky tumor somewhere that's, you know, really irritating or taking over the sinus or nasal passage, you know, things like that. So, well, it can get pretty crazy, but, you know, you definitely want to just start with an exam if you're worried, and that's kind of where we go from there.
You know, that reminds me of this dog. He came in and he's been coming forever, predominantly just boarding with us at the Urban Dog. And one weekend he was sneezing a fair amount, and it would always be a little bit of blood that would come out. And then the next, you know, time he came, which was another weekend, and then the third weekend as well, each time, you know. And so I was chatting with the owners about it, and they were like, yeah, we'll get him in. But I remember thinking, I wonder if there's something stuck up there, or if he, you know, because he's a busy little boy. I can see, you know, he can get into a lot of trouble, you know, because his curiosity and his strong sense of smell will take him to places in this world that we've never even heard of or discovered yet. So, but I remember thinking about that too. I wonder now it's just not healing, or if it, whatever it is just irritating it more and more, that it just, you know, it's constantly sneezing. And so then it's not, you know what I mean? I don't want to say constantly right. sneezing, but you know what happened like 4 or 5 times over a weekend, and you think, gosh, whatever it was, he just kind of like blew out the scab again or whatever. Pet appreciators, I can't believe how fast time goes. I wish we could, you know, spend more time talking and hopefully, it, you know, address every single issue that's related to this. But hopefully we gave you, not we, I didn't do anything. Dr. Nicole gave you lots of good, helpful information to keep in your back pocket here as we enter the colder months with our pets. We wish you a very happy and safe weekend, pet appreciators. Take care.